Hello, this is Sports Games. This is Sports and Games with Seth, and I'm going to be changing the title as well as the format of this show because I have been really seeing a need to have a co-host on my show. So I'd like to introduce my new co-host, Daniel Thomas Jr. Daniel.
Hello.
Welcome aboard.
And thank you for having me.
Not a problem at all. I'm going to enjoy getting to work with you as co-host in the future. I'm wanting to switch this from single host to co-host is that there are just some days that I cannot host my podcast due to either work conflicts or due to conflicts with time with my son. And I'm sorry, but I've got to have time with my son. This is something that is a Lord party to me, but it's still important to me. And that's why I'm bringing aboard Daniel Thomas as a co-host. He will be filling in for me on the days that I cannot host while I'm being with my son. So I am really looking forward to this, and I'm sure Daniel is too. Why don't you tell us about some of the work that you've been preparing for us, Daniel? Some of the topics that you plan to talk about. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Where'd you go, Daniel?
I'm here. I'm still here.
Okay. Why don't you tell us about some of the stuff? Just kind of give us a little brief synopsis of some stuff you plan on covering for the days you plan on filling in for me. My audience, I'm sure, would love to hear about it.
Well, for the past couple of weeks, I've been putting together a little lore package on Fallout lore. And mainly it's going to be dealing with super mutants. But I've also got several other ideas as well. I've gotten some backward lists of things that I do and that I enjoy, that they range from movies, anime, video games, etc. It was a series of top 10 lists that I did a long time ago, and I'm thinking about putting that on a podcast as well for anybody who would be interested in that.
Sounds great, Dan. We are looking forward to it.
So, what's the topic for tonight?
Well, our topic for tonight, my friend and co-host, is Call of Duty, why it is one of the worst, how it's gone from one of the best franchises of all time to one of the worst franchises of all time. How it's gone from to the bane of everyone who plays online. This game, in my personal opinion, has turned away many from wanting to play online because from the way I see it, it's like these players want to use every conceivable cheat and code they can to get their player up to the max, to get their player character up to the max level, and then they just want to continue just to get, and they don't want to earn it. They camp, they cheat, and it's like, to me, if you don't buy the game with, like, in the first 30 minutes of release, you're doomed. Do you have a different viewpoint, or do you pretty much see this the same as I do, Daniel?
Yeah, I do. a lot of games that are coming out nowadays, including some of the Call of Duty games, have really, what's a good work way of putting it, really pushed away from their roots, and they've, a lot of what you said is absolutely true. I mean, a lot of these games, including the Call of Duty franchise, has sort of become, I guess you could say, a pay-to-win type deal, where you can buy loot boxes, and you can buy just about anything you want online, and other people will have to grind for it, and some of them, the people who grind for it are the ones who can't afford to pay for all these things, so they get left behind. And like you said, there's the different play styles, like camping and what have you, and it used to be a fun series. I mean, I absolutely loved Call of Duty a long time ago. My first Call of Duty was actually the prequel to the Black Ops series, which was Call of Duty World at War. It was a WW2 shooter, and recently Call of Duty has gone back to its roots on WW2, but there's a lot of things about that campaign that I disagreed with as well. It was quite ridiculous. They were ignoring a lot of the historical facts, and nowadays it's just the same old thing every single year for Call of Duty. It's like their publishers have Capcom syndrome, is what I'm trying to say.
What is Capcom syndrome for those who are not familiar with it?
Oh, yes. Sorry about that. Capcom syndrome is basically when you take the same game and you just repolish it and you put it out again and again and again. I got the term from Capcom because, of course, they do that. They've made like 14 different versions of Street Fighter 2, and their formulas for their games never change. It's the same thing all the time, and that's the way it is with Call of Duty as well.
I agree, and it's like, to me, it's like you could take out, basically, it's like you can make one Call of Duty,
mm-hmm.
and then for every year that it's on a particular console, we'll pick on the PS4 since it's out right now, you can make like just one Call of Duty game for the PS4, and instead of releasing a new game every year or every other year, you could just release maps for that one Call of Duty game you've produced until the PS4 is deemed a dinosaur.
Correct.
And then you could come out with a new one for the PS5 and basically do the same thing. I mean, am I pretty much on target with this?
Yes, and what you're saying about the maps, that's another pet peeve of mine. The maps have really gone downhill. There's really not much to them. Back in the good old days, my personal favorite was Modern Warfare 2. The maps were very dynamic. They were basically mazes to run around in. It was often hard to find places to snipe, but there were some instances where you could do that, and the gunfights were always very intense because you were always running around searching for your adversary, and it's Call of Duty has gone a long way, but not in a good way, is what I'm trying to say.
Right. It has really fallen from its apex down to it's probably nearest nadir, which is its low point. It's went from its high point to its low point.
Exactly.
And it's like, I mean, to all these people say your quality is so great, I just want to ask them, please tell me a good reason why I should even buy a Call of Duty game. Even a good one. I mean, please give me one darn good reason as to why, because really, I can't think of a good reason why.
It's like Madden with guns, basically. <Yes. laughs>
Precisely, sir. Precisely. It's like Madden with guns. Yes.
It's the same thing every year.
Yep. And it's like, I'm trying to think of the people who make it. It's not Treyarch, because they're just a studio. Activision.
Yes.
It's like Activision will not do a serious re-overhaul of this franchise, which they've been needing to do for quite some time.
I couldn't agree more.
I mean, they have needed to do an overhaul of this franchise for a long time. They have lost players right and left, in my opinion. And it's like, I mean, some players are very much into the competitiveness,
mm-hmm.
but you could take that down to the point of ridiculousness, which is what Call of Duty has done, and it's like, what's the point?
Yeah, what you're saying, there's tons and tons of competitive shooters out there that do just as well. Many of them do it even better nowadays because they've taken cues from the Call of Duty franchise. And that is one good thing that the Call of Duty franchise has done. It has inspired some game developers and some game producers to make a lot of great games and a lot of great maps. But Call of Duty has just gone off the rails since then, but it has spawned a plethora of other games that, ironically enough, have actually surpassed it. I mean, the student should not surpass the teacher, but sadly, right, that's what's happened with the Call of Duty nowadays. I mean, it's got a great fan following, and I understand people do like to get the same thing every year. They're always into the latest version of whatever they're doing. Always got to get the latest phone or the newest car or something like that. But the Call of Duty franchise, it's, how can I put it? It's just lost its luster for me. It hasn't aged. Yeah, it hasn't aged well. It's not like a fine wine, is what I'm trying to say.
Right. Why don't you give our listeners out there some examples of some shooters that have taken some cues from Call of Duty and have surpassed it?
Excuse me. I keep tripping over my own tongue tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very sorry about that. Very unprofessional of me. But some of the shooters that I've really enjoyed a couple of indie shooters like War Inc., where you build a character from scratch, you design his look, and that War Inc. has had a lot of great maps, a lot of interesting weapons, and it has constantly updated its arsenal and the different maps that it has, and the maps have all been very dynamic and very unique, like the old school Call of Duty were. And I'll even say that Destiny has taken a couple of cues from older Call of Duty games. Some of the maps that came out with Destiny were unbelievable, and the character build system has been very balanced. A lot of the Call of Duty, it's imbalanced because like we were talking about, loot boxes change the way you compete, and not for the better, because you surpass
right.
everyone around you. So really, what's the point? Why do you keep playing if you're that overpowered and nobody can keep up with you? There's no challenge. And isn't that what the game is all about, the challenge?
Yes. I mean, I will even say that another franchise that's really kind of surpassed Call of Duty, in my personal opinion, I've never played it, but I do need to one of these days, is Battlefield. I've heard a lot of good stuff about Battlefield.
Yes.
And it's like where you play, if you remember, my co-host Daniel and I, we did an interview about Borderlands a while back and where you could choose different classes. And Team Fortress has a similar format to that. Well, Battlefield also has this, and they've taken it to a Call of Duty type of game world. And I have to admit, I'm pretty interested to see what Battlefield can bring to the plate. What's your thoughts about Battlefield?
Well, Battlefield is unique because it has vehicles, it has horses, it has artillery, planes. There's just so much going on Battlefield that you don't know where to start. You could be a classic grunt and just pound your enemies from the ground, or you could take off in a plane, or you could ride around in a tank and take out an entire team by yourself. The Battlefield scene is very, very competitive, and
yes,
the whole game is just chaos from start to finish, and I love that aspect of it. Even the single-player campaign is actually being a lot of fun in some of the earlier Battlefield games. I mean, later Battlefield games is what I'm trying to say.
And that's something that needs to be looked at, too, because, you know, not everybody has online or even wants to play online.
Mm-hmm.
Some people buy it for the single-player campaign, and I could tell you, playing a lot of the later Call of Duty campaigns, single-player campaigns, they were boring. It was a snooze fest to get through. It's just like, shoot this thing 20 times. Okay, pow, 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 pow. Go over here, get this. Okay, smash. Okay, got that. Get this bad guy. Pow, got him. Okay, what next? It's like, go here, do this, go here, do that. Boring.
Yeah. My experience with that would be Call of Duty Ghosts. God awful game. Don't play it. Just don't. No.
So, I'll tell you out there, avoid Call of Duty Ghosts at all costs. Do not get this game. Do not. Put this right along with the Superman that was for the Nintendo or any of those others that gaming franchises have avoided like the plague over the years.
Mm-hmm. Superman 64.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Superman 64. P.U. P.U.S.K.I.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what you're saying, I get it. It's a lot of the single player campaigns for the past Call of Duties has been very, very, very gamey. I mean, it's a series of fetch quests and shoot this, shoot that. I can see how that would get boring. How there doesn't seem to be any what's the word I'm looking for? Originality in the single player modes anymore.
Right. It's just all just a very vanilla experience.
Yeah, it's
the term vanilla.
It seems like it was just last minute and tacked on, if you ask me.
Yes, me as well. I mean, how about something like this? Like, Like, you're playing a Call of Duty game, and then all of a sudden, you have a choice. You can either go and get this escape route and get out to this helicopter's waiting for you, or you could take time to rescue these hostages, but you may miss the helicopter. You have a shorter amount of time, but you have choices, you know?
Like a Telltale game.
Yes. Yes. Or even Heavy Rain. Heavy Rain. They give you like different choices.
Great game. Sequel's coming out later on this year, by the way.
Cool. But yes, a very good game. If Call of Duty would just take a key from this for a single player, you would have some very interesting scenarios that would really make you think. And it would start to bring back more of the fan base that's lost.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Because even though they may go for the multiplayer aspect of it, they may go for the single player aspect, which is being improved. Go ahead.
I can see why they focus so much on the multiplayer aspect, because that is historically Call of Duty's bread and butter. And I see why they want to try and lure in people with loot boxes and microtransactions and things like that, because there are some people who don't like to grind, but that is part of the fun of it. That's always been part of the fun of Call of Duty. I mean, you get to max level, then you prestige and start back from the beginning, and you go from there.
Right. Maybe something that Call of Duty can learn from is, I've noticed that Bethesda's Fallout 76, which has been heavily criticized, and some just, some unjust, but I think one of the best things that Bethesda has done with Fallout 76, this to me is just, it really is a good thing, and I think it has helped to a degree, is you have like an adventure mode, and then you have like a survival mode. Mm. And adventure mode is more casual. It's grind to get things. And then the survival mode is like, it's all about, you know, loot boxes and all these little other things and blowing your opponent to smithereens and all this good stuff. I mean, it's about like, how can you survive?
Exactly. The survival mode could be like the end game mode, where you have all the best gear and you have all the best perks, and you're just ready to test it out against other players. Because yes. I get it. Some people like the competitive side and some people don't. I, for one, don't, because I am just sick and tired of people shooting me in the back. So
Me too. But I'm sure that there's other people who they just plain love it, and they're like, oh, we love the competitive aspect of it. Well, then do hardcore, do survival, you know? There's, you know, have something for everybody. Don't just blindly lump all gamers in one group, because we are a very different bunch. I mean, you have several little sections. You have several little factions, you could say, of gamers. And Daniel and I, we're more the old conservative, grind it out, earn what you get, move to the next level, prestige, and then work on it again. Mm-hmm. Improve your career, get what you got, and just, you know, move up the old fashioned way. Other players, they may want to get loot boxes and all these other perks and stuff, and get the game like what 30 minutes when it comes out and blah, 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 blah. Well, for you, there's survival mode where you can try out all this gear against someone else who's done the exact same thing you've done.
Absolutely. I mean, what more can I say?
Yep. Exactly. What more can we say? So, from both my co-host Daniel Thompson and I, we both give Call of Duty thumbs down because after the first Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2, and I didn't dare say Call of Duty Black Ops 1, it was a classic too. After those, it just went downhill from there. And it has bottomed out.
Yeah, especially with the sci-fi parts of it where you could just run across walls, and it just got too complicated for me. It just got to the point where it was ridiculous. The Call of Duty franchise, the way you played it, just became unrecognizable to me, and that was the biggest reason why I finally quit playing. I mean,
and I want to elaborate a little bit on what you said, because one of the biggest reasons I stopped playing is people would camp right near where people would spawn, and then they'd shoot them, and then they'd shoot them. And I'm just like, what's the point?
Exactly. On that one mode where there's only a handful of spawn points, the enemy wipe you out and then just sit there and wait for you to come back in and just blast the bejesus out of you with an LMG. And it's like you can't move. Every time you spawn back in, you die almost immediately. And it's just not fair. That is a ridiculous concept. I mean, build more spawn points or give these campers some kind of debuff or something like that. I mean, it's only fair.
Or another way to make it fair too would be like you can only camp for like 5 minutes. After that 5 minutes, there will be something that will happen to you that will force you to move, like a rocket will come on you, or like an electrical charge will be like buzz, you'll be forced to move around.
Mm-hmm. Or your team, if your team is getting in a spawn lockdown, you might automatically get an attack helicopter to sweep the area and drive the campers away. That'll give you a fighting chance. Something like that. I don't know.
Yes, something like that. That would be a very good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have anything else to add? You know, my co-host and friend?
No, we pretty much said it all. It was a pleasure coming here tonight, and I hope everybody out there has enjoyed what we had to say, and I hope you learned something, and maybe I've changed your mind.
Yes, and I hope that I hope that I have enlightened you guys and shown you guys some viewpoints that you may not have considered. So from both Dan and I, so long.